I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com.
My wife, Roberta, is organizing a big sorting day where we organize and unpack food donations for the Christmas baskets. And you can bring your family.
Oh, it still counts towards my service hours?
Of course. But it also counts towards loving others.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to embark on a journey through a vast galaxy that traverses memory, generations, and popular culture. A magical trip through time as we meet the men and women of yesterday and today who have shaped not only what we see on TV, but the way we see ourselves. I'm Jim Benson. Join me, if you will, on an exploration of television's past, present, and future as we climb aboard the TV Time Machine. Our destination subject today will be the new holiday TV movie, Silver Bells. Bruce Boxleitner, the star of Silver Bells, will join us for a fascinating journey exploring this heartwarming original film. We'll begin our exciting and fun-filled odyssey right after these brief messages.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
It's Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There, you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television, capturing television history, one voice at a time.
Well, here I am.
Bruce?
You said it would be cold.
I didn't say we were robbing a bank. And I think the ski mask definitely gives the don't approach me vibe.
All right.
Excellent. Here's your apron, and of course your bell. And don't ring it too much. Just enough for people to notice. Now let's see it. A little more.
I know how to ring a bell, all right?
Today on the TV Time Machine, we ring in a new program with Silver Bells. In this edition of our program, we are proud to welcome Bruce Boxleitner, the star of the new holiday TV movie about a man's redemption after his fall from grace, Silver Bells. Mr. Boxleitner's remarkable television career spans over three decades and includes such shows as How the West Was Won, Scarecrow and Mrs. King, and Babylon 5. Over the next segment, Bruce Boxleitner will help us explore virtually every aspect of Silver Bells, which airs Sunday, December 1st at 7 p.m. Eastern on Up Network. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to seek a little salvation, feel free to ding dong as we continue the tradition of the past by helping our fellow man in the present. Bruce, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, you're starring in the holiday television movie Silver Bells, which airs Sunday, December 1st at 7 p.m. Eastern on Up Network. Bruce, tell us about Silver Bells and your character, Bruce Dalt.
Bruce Dalt, action, hate, sports, in for the win. That's his motto. That's his. That's the way he opens his show every day. And he is a TV news and sports anchor for his local station. And a very competitive guy, overly competitive, and to some people, lovely, obnoxious. But anyway, he's like one of those fathers you've seen. I don't know if you've ever been a coach or anything like that, Little League or football or anything for the kids. And you always see these dads that just get way over the top. Dads and moms get over the top and behavior-wise. And anyway... His son is the star of the high school basketball team, and during one of the games, which he's at, you know, cheering them on. He gets into a row with the ref, and eventually something happens, and it's caught. It's recorded, and it goes viral, and he ends up losing his job at the TV station, and he just falls from grace in front of his son, especially his wife, his daughter, his community, and he gets to do community service, and he ends up being a bell ringer for the Salvation Army during the Christmas season, and tremendously humiliated by it. He's a star, you know,
right?
And TV star, and but eventually he learns, with the help of Major Wellman of the Salvation Army, played by Antonio Farges, that he learns some lessons in life, and he's humbled by the whole experience, and eventually he finds redemption again in his loved ones and in the community, and it's quite a journey that he goes on.
You mentioned Antonio Farges. What was it like working with him, and what is his character like?
Well, he's kind of Bruce Dalt's guardian angel, or takes him under his wing, and he says, you know, listen, have you tried looking at life this way? And he's a very calm individual, and Antonio is wonderful. We really bonded during this thing, and had a lot of laughs, and we listened to a lot of old-time music and talk music a lot. Well, we just had a great time, and pals. And I wanted to also say for Kenton Duty, who played my son, he was just terrific, and Bridget Newton and Laura Spencer, just all a terrific cast. And we were out there in Manistee, Michigan, during the dead of winter last year, and up to our chins in snowdrifts and cold, and we all had to bond together just to stay warm.
Well, now, you shot part of the movie on location at a shopping center in Michigan.
Yeah.
Tell us about what that was like, and what was the reaction of the shoppers to you being there?
Well, there we were. I mean, I'm standing out there ringing the bell, and got the red bucket and the Salvation Army logo. But yet there were cameras and lights and everything around, and people knew we were making a movie. But we couldn't interfere at all with customers going in and out, so we had our own extras as well. But oftentimes people came up and they were trying to put money in the bucket. And we go, hey, well, wait, we're not really the Salvation Army. And there was a couple of people that they insisted that they give anyway.
Wow.
And which was really, really fun. And we had all these production assistants running after these people with release forms. A couple of ladies, she just refused to take her money back. She said she gives every year, and that no. And I said, but ma'am, I'm not really a Salvation Army. We're doing a movie. It's okay. I just want to be able to get. So you know what? At the end of this very 16-hour day that we had, we had a good amount of cash in that bucket. And we gave it to the Salvation Army, because we shot at their headquarters there and everything. So we gave the money to them. So
wow, so that's really method acting.
That was method acting, yes, it was. But I just got such a kick out of that. And it truly shows that, you know, people have a sense of giving, you know, in these cynical times we live in. They were perfectly willing to give. It might not have been real, but they were going to give anyway, because it's the Salvation Army. It's what you do.
So what does your film Silver Bells say about human nature and the human condition?
I think that, we should practice it every day of the year, but especially around this time of year, take stock of what's important to you and who can be more important than your loved ones. And giving to other people, if you can, if it's time or what have you, money or things that you don't need anymore, you can give to people that might need it. And that's where the Salvation Army is so good. You know, their motto, doing the most good, is so true. have a whole new respect for them. Sadly, I think most of my life I walked right by and didn't pay much attention to that guy standing there, or gal that was standing there, and freezing.
Right.
But their willingness. So I don't know. It's just about that. I think giving is something. We're so take nowadays. You know, well, I want to take this. And me. How about taking care of others?
Well, speaking of take, what should audiences' takeaway be when they watch Silver Bells?
And even an over-the-top idiot like Bruce Dalt can wake up and realize and do the right thing at the end. I don't want to give away the plot, but he does something in which he realizes that he doesn't need to take the credit for it to be done. Just do something good. That's the important part of it. Taking credit for it is not. I just think what people can take away is everyone can find redemption. You know?
Bruce, where can people find out more about yourself and Silver Bells online?
Online? I'm not sure. On the Up Network, I don't know what their... they didn't tell me that.
Okay.
But well, it's on Sunday, December 1st. It's on 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 4 p.m. Pacific. And then throughout the month of December as well, it'll be replayed. So if they don't catch it that night, they can certainly catch it later.
Great. And you're on Twitter, I think? You have a Twitter account?
I'm on Twitter at Boxleitner Bruce.
Right.
And if folks want to comment on it, be sure to join me there.
Great. Bruce Boxleitner starring in the new holiday television movie Silver Bells, which airs Sunday, December 1st at 7 p.m. Eastern on Up Network. Bruce, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Will do.